Okay, I'll get going again.
Okay, 我们现在要开始了。
So this picture here, as you can see, it represents all these raptures happening even before the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，这个图呢，基本上呢，把所有的在耶稣基督复活之前的一些圣人都把它定位成他们也被提了。
And again, I don't want to judge this person because if you judge another pastor, there's actually divine discipline involved in that.
因为我们不能够去批评另外一个神职的牧师啊，因为这里面是会受到处罚的。
Okay, but if he's teaching incorrectly like any other pastor, then God will discipline him personally. That's what James chapter 3 verse 1 tells us, that the teachers are under a lot of pressure to teach properly because there's a greater discipline for them.
雅各书第三章第一节讲，就是如果有一位牧师他教错了，教导了错误的讯息的话，这个牧师其实也是会被神直接处罚的。
Okay, so these teachers that are teaching incorrectly don't need any discipline from us. God can do that perfectly.
所以呢，对于一个牧师来讲，他是不需要被另外的牧师来批评的，因为神会直接的处罚他。
We're commanded not to judge, of course, in Matthew chapter 7 as well, because there's all kinds of discipline involved in judging anybody.
哦，但其实呢，那个马太福音也一样说，就是我们其实第三章哈，马太福音第三章特别讲到，我们其实不能够批评任何人，因为这个都是圣经说是不可以的。
But if you put your faith in this diagram here, which is telling us that Enoch and Moses and Elijah were raptured, that's going to confuse you in terms of the true nature of the resurrection.
但是呢，如果我们就因此要信赖这一张图，这个牧师所画的这张图的话，那就有问题了。因为在里面写到的摩西啊、以利亚这些人，他们如果说从这个被提的这个本质来讲，这个都是不对的。
Yeah, and there's a lot of concepts and a lot of principles that you need to understand clearly in terms of the resurrection.
那有很多很多的概念，你需要真的了解有关复活这件事情。
One of the important things is that Jesus Christ is the first fruits. He's the first one to get a resurrection body.
那重要的很重要的事情是，耶稣基督是第一个成熟的果实。所以他是真正第一个人类能够得到完整的复活。
And the other one is that when you look at dispensations correctly, you understand that the resurrection of believers occurs at the end of each one's dispensation.
而且呢，每一个信徒他之所以能够后来复活，他 是要在他的那一个时代，就是从时代论里面他是在他的那个时代结束的那一刻，他才能够被提复活。
And also that every believer in the Old Testament, when they died, they went to paradise. They did not go to heaven.
而且呢，在根据圣经有讲得很清楚，每一个在旧约时代的这些信徒呢，他们死后其实是到了地底下的乐园，而不是到了天堂。
So that's just a few of the concepts that this man is missing out when we look at his diagram here.
所以这就是这位朋友他所画的这个图所最大的一个问题。
Okay, now if you look at the passage related to Enoch, for example, it doesn't even say he was raptured.He was on the earth for 365 years, and then he was no longer there.
他活在人世间365年。
And then, as the Bible says, he was no longer there. There, just as the Bible, and then he was there no longer.
然后他365年后就不在那儿了，但没有说他去哪了。
Okay, and that's how we're going to be when the rapture happens. Yeah, we're going to be here 1 minute, and we'll be gone the next. And that's what happened to Enoch.So if you're on the earth when the rapture happens and you're an unbeliever, so you're looking at a believer and he's here 1 minute and then poof, he's gone.
因为他这个婴脑在圣经上说他就消失了，这个状态的确有点像是被提的时候那个人突然消失了。
Okay, and that's how the Bible records Enoch. It's almost like the Bible is recording Enoch's disappearance from the point of view of somebody who was looking at Enoch at the time.
从这个圣经上说，这个 Enoch 不见的那个状态，就好像是有一个人这样看着他说：“哎，突然消失了。”
Okay, so that's the viewpoint that the Bible records.
这是 圣经他从一个另外一个人看到他不见这种观点上这样写。
So the Bible doesn't say whether Enoch went up or, you know, he went to heaven or he was raptured or that he went to another country or, you know, it just says he was there and then he was gone.
好，所以从圣经上的写法就是说他也不是说他去了天上，也不是说他去了哪里，就是说他消失了。
And it doesn't say he went down to paradise either.
也没有说他去了地底下的乐园。
But we know from other doctrines and another passage in the scripture, the only place Enoch could have gone was to paradise.
但是从其他的这些圣经里面的描述了，我们会看起来会觉得 Enoch 他真的能够去的地方就只有地底下的乐园。
Yeah, it was impossible for him to be raptured, meaning, you know, to get a resurrection body and to go to heaven. That it does not fit with the rest of the Bible.
但是呢他绝对不可能是被提然后呢得到了一个复活的身体而去了天堂。这个从这个圣经里面绝对没有这样的描述。
And the death of Moses was actually the same. If I remember correctly, Moses did actually die. So I'm not sure why this guy says Moses was raptured. In Enoch's case, he did not actually die. He did not experience physical death.
而Enoch 这一位呢他其实在圣经上描述里他也没有经历过死亡。但是摩西呢在圣经上非常清楚地讲说摩西死了。
Because we have a passage later on, and I think it's in Jude, where the devil tried to snatch away the body, Moses' body away, and they were fighting with, I think it was Michael, the archangel, and the angels, the fallen angels, they were, who's going to get Moses' body?
而在圣经里面甚至还讲到就是当摩西死了以后呢这个天上的天使跟堕落的天使两边还在那边打架看谁可以抢得到摩西的身体。
Yeah, and I think it was maybe Michael, and eventually he had to say to Satan, he said, may the Lord rebuke you. So let the Lord sort this out.
然后呢那个米迦勒天使呢还甚至跟撒旦讲说让上帝来决定这个谁可以抢到谁可以拥有这个摩西的身体。
So we know Moses had a body.
所以我们知道他摩西死了以后他的身体还留在地上。
And then Elijah, remember the story of Elijah, how the chariot came down from heaven, and then it whisked him up, and then he went back up into the clouds.
然后我们也可以看得到在以利亚死的时候有一个马车从天上下来把他接走。
And then Elisha saw him go back up into the clouds.
然后以利亚并没有死哈他是被一个马车从接他然后进到云里去了。
But obviously he can't go to heaven either and he's not in a resurrection body.
他不能去天堂而他的身体也不是一个复活的身体。
Our other studies of Bible doctrine will not allow us to come to that conclusion. So from studies of other parts of scripture, we cannot come to that conclusion.
所以从研读圣经的这个整体之后呢，我们是不能够下一个结论说以利亚是到了天堂。
There's only one way that we can assume.And that is that when Elijah, as he was going up to the clouds, God changed his body to an interim body, and then he was sent down to paradise.
而反而是呢，我们可以经由圣经的一些记录，让我们假设，就是会有一个假设是，以利亚他呢到了云中之后呢，神给了他一个临时的身体，那带着这个临时的身体，他应该也是到地底的这个乐园里。
Now we don't see anywhere else in scripture that I know of that tells us that Elijah was changed into an interim body and then went down to paradise. But that's the only thing that fits with all the other doctrine we have.
虽然在圣经里面并没有办法证明我们刚刚说以利亚得到一个临时的身体然后到了这个地下的乐园去这个说法但是这个说法是唯一是跟其他的圣经上有特别描述的一些状况是吻合的。
And actually it's Elijah and Moses because they didn't actually finish their ministries at that time. See, Moses was taken away early. He never crossed over into the promised land. And Elijah, he was taken away before his ministry was finished. But they will come back at the tribulation.
而在这个摩西跟以利亚的这个他们所要做的事工上面来讲他们其实都没有做完 像摩西他并没有到了他的应许之地，那以利亚他也没有真的完成，所以他们其实都要在等待后面的大灾难时期。
They're going to be evangelizing on the streets of Jerusalem during the tribulation.
他们都会变成要在这个大灾难时期啊，来再做他们的这个福音传播。
And then actually, the man on this chart here has mentioned here two witnesses raptured. So this is, what he's referring to again is Elijah and Moses. These are the two witnesses. But they're actually going to die. But they'll die in their interim bodies.
而在这张图的最后啊，就是最后一个有两个见证人会被提。这两个见证人他其实又是在讲的是以利亚跟摩西。所以他其实他们真的是应该是死了，然后会在所谓他们的临时的身体里面，然后之后才有被提。所以他并没有把前面的被提跟后面的这个被提把它分辨出来。
Okay, and I'm not sure how death works in an interim body. It's almost like a fake death. But, you know, they're shown to die, and then they're going to have to go back to paradise again until the time of the resurrection. Oh, sorry, not to paradise. They'll go back to heaven. Because they came down from heaven. They're now in heaven.
Who?
Moses and Elijah, remember?
So they are not in paradise.
No, they're not in paradise now.
对不起，就说其实呢，真正状态应该是摩西跟以利亚呢，他们是在他们临时的身体，然后以他临时的身体是待在天堂，哦，倒不是在乐园。
Yeah, remember paradise was emptied. Jesus Christ, after his victory on the cross, he led the Old Testament saints from paradise in interim bodies up to heaven.
哦，对了，因为耶稣呢，其实当他在十字架的时候呢，后来他不是死了，他就到地下。把那些在旧约时期的圣人，他们都在待在乐园的，都把他们带着，以一个临时的身体把他们带到天堂去了。所以这些旧约时代圣人现在是以他们临时的身体在天堂里。
That's sort of like a little bit of a review, but we sort of covered that, and there's more things we can learn, of course.
好，那我们现在算是一个复习，好，然后我们也学更多。
But my point is that when you go online, for example, or you read books from a Christian bookshop, there's a lot of different points of view.
所以我想特别讲的就是说，如果你读很多很多的基督的书啊，基督教的书，你很可能会看到各种不同的观点。
Trying to find a rapture timeline, for example, is very, very difficult. But there's dozens and dozens of them. You can find plenty of pictures of the rapture and the timeline. But which one's true? Which one's right?
所以被提或者复活的这一些论点哦，太多了，各种书几十种。那你怎么去分辨哪一个是真的呢？所以当你自修的状况下，你可能还蛮难分辨的。
Now, just to carry on a little bit about the concept of studying and doing correct study or the correct method to study, to give you another concept about the correct study or how to study properly.
所以呢，我现在还要再举一个例子来讲说所谓正确的研读。
I'm going to bring up a study that we did, or we've done actually a couple of times even in China.
好，这是我们接下来要讲，就拿举一个例子，是我们之前在广东有做过的一个研究。
Okay, and this is called Steps in Learning.
好，这个学习是学习的方法。好，这个学习的方法在我之前有在广东教过。
Hopefully you can remember this.
希望你们还记得。
But as we go through, you'll see that if you're going to remember and to keep things firm in your memory, it takes a lot of repetition.
就说当我们在学习中想要把这个学到的东西可以真正的在我们脑中记忆下来的话，你是必须要一直不断的重复的温习。
Okay, so even the slideshow, how to learn, we need to review the slideshow occasionally.
就像我们现在用这个 PPT 在学啊，也要一直常常回来重复学习、重复温习。
Okay, but we'll go through it pretty quickly because we've done it a couple of times before.
那我们现在很快的走一遍。
Okay, so step one is concentration.
好，第一个要注意的事情就第一步就是专注的学习。
Okay, and that's why we do try to keep an environment or an atmosphere like a classroom.
所以我们很喜欢 让大家能够在一个教室里学习
okay,
然后这个教室能够给大家比较多专注的环境
okay, and you want to keep as free from distractions as possible
让你自己能够越与其他任何可以让你分心的因素越远越好
Different people have different levels of concentration
每一个人呢、哦、他能够专注到什么程度、哦、是不一样的
But it's something that can actually be trained and it should be trained even from a very young age in children
而这个专注的能力呢其实是跟你从小的学习有关所以这个学习专注学习是必须要从小就要训练的
And, you know, some people can concentrate maybe for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but ultimately you need to get to a stage where you can focus on an academic message for at least an hour.
有些人可以专注五分钟、十分钟，但是我们其实一定要尽量达成，你可以专注至少一个小时。
Because, you know, ultimately if you want to grow spiritually consistently, you need about an hour's teaching a day of academic teaching.
Teaching or learning.
An hour a day of、academic learning, yeah.
所以但是我们至少要学习在这个一个学术性的学习上面呢一天至少要能够很专注的学习一个小时。
Yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, in the church they might have sort of half an hour of a worship session and then maybe 45 minutes of a sermon.
我们讲的这个一个小时的一小时的专注学习指的是真正在学哦是真的有很多内容的学习。如果说你今天这个你到教会去前面有唱歌有什么的那个都不能算哦是很学术性的学习一个小时。
When the colonel was teaching at Baraka Church, and it was 6 or sometimes 7 times a week, he would teach for a minimum of 1 hour every time.
上校牧师在过去在教学的时候，他每一天一个礼拜至少学要教要让学生们学6到7天，每一天都至少会有一个很完整的学术性的学习一个小时。
And even today, like his son is continuing on to teach, and it's 3 or 4 times a week for a minimum of 1 hour every time.
而他上校的儿子，他现在在这个 Houston 的教学也是一样，每一个礼拜3到4次，每一次也都一定要至少要完整的一小时。
And a lot of other pastors which have sort of come out from that ministry, they have the same policy and the same conditions.
而经由这个教会所教导出来的这些牧师啊，他们到了其他地方去教学，也都是用同样的政策，就是每一天都要有差不多一个小时的认真学习。
There's rules.
这是一个规则。
You have to come in and you have to sit down before the sermon starts. So you have to be in your seat and you have to be ready when the pastor comes onto the podium.
好然后呢这个规则就是当牧师要来教学前所有的学生都已经做好安安静静的专注的准备学习。
If you come late, you actually have to go into another place. It's like a separate room, but they have a glass window where you can sort of still look down and they have a video, but you're not allowed to enter. They close the doors.
而如果呢有迟到的是不准进到教室来的他必须到另外一间有玻璃的窗子可以看到教室里面的状态那但是这个迟到的学生是不能进到正式的教室里
And once the pastor starts talking there is no talking amongst the congregation
而且呢当这个牧师在讲课的时候呢所有的会众是不可以讲话的
And he said there's no fidgeting, like no unnecessary movements.
而且不准动，不能造成任何的噪音。
Yeah, it's a very strict environment.
这是一个非常严格的一个环境。
And sometimes the colonel would actually teach, if he goes over 60 minutes, and if he would see somebody looking at their watch, he would teach for another 20 minutes.
如果呢，那个牧师教超过了一个小时，只要有学生不这样偷偷的看一下表。被他发现的话他就会多讲20分钟
So a lot of the lessons and yeah, he still has a big library of recorded lessons on the MP3s and then later on the videos They're an hour and 15, an hour and 20 minutes long
所以在很多的这现在的那个他们的那个网络上面都有可以看得到这些影片哈，就是你会发觉本来想好一个小时的课程其实上校他都教了大概75到80分钟。
But if you are interested in the Word of God, you will concentrate because you want to do that willingly.
但是如果你真的是想要好好的学习神的话语的话，你会非常非常愿意这样专注的学习很长的时间。
Remember the instance in the Bible where Paul was teaching in one place, and he was teaching very late at night, and he'd been teaching for many, many hours. It got to the point where one young man, he was sitting in the window, so it shows there probably wasn't much room, and he fell out the window and died actually.
Died?
He died. Yeah, but Paul brought him back from life, so that was okay.
Back to
life, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, they went downstairs and then Paul prayed over him and he came back to life.
像那个保罗以前在教学的时候，他一晚上教好几个小时，不是一个小时而已。而且呢，那个房子都满满是人，所以还有一个年轻人啊，这个圣经上说他坐在窗边，然后不小心在听课的时候掉下去而摔死了。那结果呢，保罗还去帮他祷告后，这个人才又复活。
Okay, but it just goes to show that too much doctrine can be very dangerous.
然后他就讲一个笑话，听说所以啊，读一次太多可能很危险。
Okay, but no, really, I mean, if you've got the concentration to do it, you need to spend as much time as possible. And any time you get distracted, you're wasting your time.
所以呢，当我们在读圣经的这个，而且这个学习的过程中，要非常非常专注，因为只要你一分心了，你就等于是浪费了你的时间。
Okay, now from concentration comes understanding.
经过专注之后呢，你就要开始进入理解的状态。
But as I've just been pointing out, if you're not studying correctly, then you can concentrate as much as possible. You're still not going to have understanding. So obviously it requires that you're learning the right thing from the right person.
好，所以就算你专注的很专注了，但是如果我们呢，没有跟对的人学到对的东西的话，那个理解还是没办法形成。
Yeah, like a lot of Christians, they can have intense concentration when they're reading through the Bible. But again, if they don't know what they're reading, that's not going to lead to understanding. That'll lead to confusion.
就算就有一些这个基督徒非常专注的把自己放进这个圣经的这个经句中间，但是他一直读，却不见得真的理解，因为他并没有读到对的东西。
And it won't just lead to confusion, but it can also lead to arrogance, of course, because, oh, I'm a great Christian, I've read the Bible 3 times this year.
而他甚至这样子的这个信徒，他很可能会在读经的中间得到只有混淆，而但因为他自己以为他说，哦，我今年读了3遍圣经，他反而变得很傲慢。
You know, I spend 2 hours every day reading the Bible, and the pastor only said I had to do 1 hour. So I'm even better than what the pastor wanted me to do.
他可能讲说，哦，我每天读2个小时的圣经，可是我牧师只要我读1个小时，所以我做的是比牧师要我做的还好。
And God is really blessing me.
而上帝一定会这个给我祝福。
Okay, but again, so this understanding must come from concentrating on the right source of information, of course.
所以呢，理解是要来自于他所专注的事情是正确的。
Okay, and then from understanding, the information you're learning goes to your short-term memory.
然后呢，当前面两样做到了，这些事情所学习的东西就进到你的短期记忆里。
And the human mind or the human capacity for thinking, and most people is fairly limited. Memory, the capacity for memory is quite limited.
人类的记忆能力啊，其实是蛮有限的。
Yeah, everybody's a little bit different. Some people have a great talent for remembering facts and details, but most of us, if we don't keep studying with that repetition, we forget things very quickly.
也许有些人他有特别的恩赐啊，可以记得很多很多的事情细节哈。那但是呢，大部分我们都没有办法记得太多或太久，除非我们一直不断的复习。
Especially as we get older, I've noticed that my memory is really quite bad.
而且当我们年纪越大的时候呢，我们的记忆就越差。
But there are things that you can do to improve your memory.
但是有些事情是可以增加你的记忆力的。
For example, just eating healthy and exercising, apparently that's good for your brain.
比如说吃得好，同时运动，它也可以帮助我们的头脑。
And not taking lots of drugs or alcohol, of course.
然后少吃药或者是喝酒。
Okay, and then not getting distracted by things that are unnecessary.
然后不要被一些不重要的事情给搞分心。
What you need to do, once you've got the understanding, And that goes into your short-term memory. You need to turn that short-term memory into long-term memory before you forget.
所以经由专注跟理解之后呢，这些学习的事情就进到你的短期记忆里，但是接着你要想办法让这些事情可以进到你的长期记忆里。
And the way you do that is through lots of repetition.
那这就是要靠不断的反复练习。
Okay, and we see that, you know, kids are very good learners, and one of the reasons is not just because they have these young brains and they're like a sponge, but in most good schools, they do a lot of repetition.
其实很多小朋友他们好像可以学习的记忆力好像很好，但并不是因为他的脑袋状况比较好，是因为在学校里面他的教学方法就是让孩子们学东西可以一直不断的复习。
When I was a kid, we had to learn the alphabet like kids all around the world do, the ABCs.
就像我们小时候学这个 ABC 这个所有的英文字母。
Probably every day for a month when we first got to even at kindergarten, we're doing the ABC song and there's little dances and singing and things like that.
对，我们从甚至连这个幼稚园我们就开始学 ABC, 而且是经由各种方法学，不只是背诵，还有一起唱那个 ABC 的歌。
But eventually you learn that and that information stays with you for life.
然后因为这样的反复的练习，这样子的记忆就让我们一生都不会忘记。
It's the same with the Bible. When you study the Bible, we don't normally do it through singing and games and stuff like that, though, you know, they do that in Sunday schools, of course. But that for us, learning academically, the best thing is just to repeat the information.
好，所以我们就算学圣经也是一样，好，也许我们不一定会把圣经唱成歌，当然这个儿童主日学是会这样子的，好，但是其他我们不管怎么样，就是要重复的温习。
Repetition can often be boring. That's why a lot of people don't want to do it.
当然啦，反复练习有的时候是蛮无聊的，所以有些人就懒得做。
But in a classroom situation, and I try to do this, if we're teaching about one particular topic, we can come in from different angles and use different examples from scripture.
而在我们的课堂里，我们就会尽量的就是由一个主题下，然后从不同的角度去讲这件事情。那这个东西，这样的教学法也会让我们有机会一直不断的复习。
Yeah, so we have examples from different people in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
就像同样一个主题呢，我们可能从旧约的或新约的不同的故事里面去讲同样一个主题。
And then we can take examples out of what we call secular history or historical examples that aren't in the Bible as well.
就像我们有的时候在圣经里面拿出了一个概念，那但是呢，我们举了很多例子是从不一定是在这个圣经上讲，我们是把历史上发生的一些事情也拿来作为这件事情的印证。
From repetition, see, the understanding becomes into long-term memory, so that hopefully you won't forget it.
所以第五步呢，就是经由不断的反复练习呢，理解的内容就变成了长期的记忆。
And the purpose of all this is that ultimately the concentration on the additional information is going to lead to your development of knowledge, so that you're building up a base of knowledge.
然后经由这个专注的一些讯息，我们有另外的一些额外的讯息就一起合而成为一个完整的知识，那这些知识会慢慢的被累积，变成是我们整体的知识系统。
But it needs to be done in a systematic fashion.
这样的知识是需要系统化的。
That's why with learning the Bible, for example, you should start off at the basics if you can, which is the gospel message, how and why we're saved, and then you can move into eternal security, and then from there you can work out into other doctrines.
好，所以我们学习都是要从最基础的开始，就好像说我们要先理解救赎的概念，好，然后再从这个所谓的更叫做永生的一个安全安定，好，那这整个才会变成我们整个体系。
Because if you study about how and why you're saved and eternal security, that gives you a really good understanding of God's grace. And one of the first things a Christian should learn is the concept that once you're saved, you're always saved.
就像我们讲的是，就是对于一个基督徒，当你一得救，你就是永生得救，这种是一个永生的一个安全，这个概念就必须要很清楚。
And that you're saved by faith, or we call faith alone and Christ alone.
而你被你的得救是因为你因信而得救。
When we do our children's camps, we have what we call, and we've done these in the Philippines over the last few years, we have what we call FICA camps. FICA
这些年来都有去菲律宾去上一个营队哈，那这个营队就叫FICA 营队。
Yeah, and FICA just means Faith Alone and Christ Alone. It's an acronym.
这个就是把信靠着对耶稣的信靠。
Okay, because this is the concept, or this is the center of the gospel message.
这个是我们福音里面的中心，就是只靠着信心，只靠着耶稣就可以得救。
And it's quite difficult when you have a Christian, maybe they come along to a Bible class, and you could be teaching some other doctrine not related to salvation. Maybe you're talking about dispensations, or you're talking about the angelic conflict, for example. And then you realize they don't actually understand this concept. That's very difficult.
但是如果有些同学他进来在学习的时候，他学到的是这个天使的征战。然后但他之前没有来上有关信靠只靠信靠跟只靠耶稣的这个概念的时候，他就很难真正进入到所谓天使征战的那个课程的核心里面。
Okay, but it's just something that we have to deal with.
但是我们还是有这样的状态的时候，我们还是得要处理。
Especially in a bigger church, you have people coming and going all the time. It can be very difficult for the pastor.
而对一些比较大的教会来讲呢，那个很多的来学习的人都是进进出出哈，所以对于牧师的教导来是很困难的。
So in that way, the believer themselves, they become responsible for trying to get the information, usually, you know, through going back to books, or sometimes a church might offer basic Bible classes, something like that.
所以对于信徒来讲，到大的教会呢，你就变成信徒自己还要想想办法。好，那个去看书啦，或者是要去由教会提供的一些基础课程里面去学习。
So anyway, you're developing a base. You start off with a base, and then you develop greater and greater and more advanced doctrines.
所以呢，这个所谓的学习的第六步骤呢，就是从基础的学习上面一步一步的去累积你整个对圣经知识的理解。
And the ultimate goal, of course, is that you can take the information and apply it.
然后最后的目标绝对是我们要能够把所有学习圣经的这些知识呢用在生活上。
Okay, and that's, let me just share the screen here. And this application of what you've learned, the application of Bible knowledge, that leads to wisdom.
而这些运用圣经知识的状态就成为了智慧。
Okay, it looks like we've run out of time again. I'll just very quickly I'll put the slideshow into the line on the WeChat groups for for tomorrow.
好，明天我会把这个有关如何学习的这个PPT 放在微信的群里面。
Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break.
好，我们现在休息10分钟。